Chodesh Av, Dvar Halacha, about the 9 days washing. Okay, during the 9 days, which have started now, as they call the 9 days, so you're allowed to walk. There's an Issur Rechitza, a Minug, but there's a din not to be Reichetz L'Ta'anug. What's allowed to is always to be Rochetz, you know, even without a particular lichluch or a particular severe discomfort. So you're allowed to wash Ponov, Yodov, Viraglov in cold water. Ponov would mean from the forehead to the cheekbone. That's called Ponov. Yodov is till the shoulder, the Poskim say. And Raglov is till the knee. The Shaila Raglov nowadays, whether it should be so mutter, because some taina, it's only when they went without shoes, so the feet got very dirty. But Luchari, it could be soymich, feet always get odors by them, so maybe beside that, you would say it's mutter. You're not allowed to use soap. Soap adds a degree of comfort. When we say it's mutter to be reichitz, betzainen, part of Yad Viraglov, it does not include soap unless the soap is needed to get off lichluch or zeya or whatever. But just to casually use soap, that is a level of comfort that they never allowed when they allowed pun of Yad Viraglov Bitsaina. Now, every Erev Shabbos, there are those that are matir pun of Yad Viraglov in warm water. It says Beferish in the Ramah, Rosho. Rosho is mutter if you do it every Erev Shabbos. So it's mutter to wash Rosho in warm water. But the Mishnah Berurah adds Yodah Viraglov also in warm water on every Erev Shabbos. It's not so clear the makor of that, because Rosho has Chatotin and is it's more difficult to wash if you don't use warm water. But okay, the Mishnah Berurah is matir ponav yodav araglov in warm water on Erev Shabbos if you do it every Erev Shabbos. Nowadays, many poskim bring down a further kula to wash kol gufo b'chamin if you're used to doing that every Erev Shabbos. Our whole approach to washing is different nowadays because there's running water, so we've gotten used to it. So it's like we're an istanis, and the weather is very hot and everybody's sweaty, so, and that always was mutter if it's not a rechitza shel tainug. You can't take a rechitza to freshen yourself up, but to take away lichluch or odor or whatever the case may be. So, but you're supposed to feel uncomfortable. That's the issur rechitza, is to feel uncomfortable. Tomorrow it's Rosh Chodesh, and that everybody's moideh that you're allowed to wash kol gufo, b'chamin, even with soap or shampoo, if you do so every Erev Shabbos, because of the added aspect of Rosh Chodesh.